let's talk about a couple of things going on from a college basketball standpoint. And I actually want to start at Knoxville. I didn't think that'd be the route we would go. But the news today, and I can't say that it was shocking. The timing, perhaps, a little bit of a surprise, but not a, a shocker that Donnie Kendall has indeed been released as the basketball coach there. And the turmoil and chaos that has really been the last five, six, 7 years with Tennessee athletic program continues there in Knoxville.
Yeah, I'm certainly the handwriting was on the wall. You could, if you read the tea leaves, you knew this was coming. But going back to when he was hired, I don't think you know anybody had a clue. And I'm surprised, and I'll tell you why, because you and I both know Dave Hart, know what a gentleman he is. I just, after the Bruce Pearl situation, I just, and I know they did due diligence, but I'm just surprised that when they were, you know, inquiring and looking at hiring Kendall, that now all this stuff has come out, not just at Southern Miss, but they're saying there's a track record of some indiscretions in Morehead State, and that Tennessee didn't find this. And yeah. Because it's embarrassing, Chris. I mean, because the way it went down with Bruce Pearl, and then, you know, certainly Konzo Martin didn't have any problems NCAA-wise, but then just a few years later, following Bruce Pearl, you hire Donnie Kendall, and now you're basically being forced to fire him after 1 year. And, you know, just a strange occurrence of events. You know, by all accounts, he's a, you know, he's a good basketball coach, and I thought he did a good job at Tennessee this year. But, you know, they had no choice, I don't think. You know, now I wonder certainly what this means for Dave Hart going forward at Tennessee. And now they've got to turn around and hire a basketball coach. Really, again, none of us are surprised based on what we had seen come out in the past few weeks, and I think we all expected this to be the outcome. But tough break for them, and now they're coach hunting, and you know, it looks like Texas possibly could be coach hunting. So it's a lot of stuff going on in college basketball.
Yeah, and again, obviously, as far as we're concerned, the most pressing issue is finding Alabama's new guy, and clearly Greg Marshall's the candidate. And I say the candidate because I believe that's the way it is presented anyway. Bill Battle and those that are he is leaning on for closest advice have said this is the guy. And much like Nick Saban, it's not we want to interview candidates. It's your job. Do you want it? And we'll worry about anything, you know, if and when you say no afterwards. But it seems like the right approach and maybe their best odds of landing what is the hottest name in college basketball right now.
Absolutely, Chris. And, you know, I'm a little amused at this whole thing. For whatever reason, Alabama seems to be a polarizing school. I don't know if it is because of football and Nick Saban, but I was on a radio show earlier this week, an out-of-town radio show, and I said just what you said, you know, that Craig Marshall's the candidate, and they're going to wait until he is his team is no longer playing. And the guy just kept coming back at me, well, you know, who's the backup? And I finally just said, you know, not trying to be rude, but I just said, what part of Greg Marshall is the candidate do you not understand? I mean, until they get an answer from Greg Marshall, they're not going to go after any of the coaches. That doesn't mean there hasn't been contact made. I don't know. But this, you're absolutely right. And then he hit me with, well, there's no way Greg Marshall's coming. Well, how do you know that? How does anybody know that? And, you know, I'm a little bit defensive here because I just don't understand all these attacks on Alabama basketball. You know, I listen to some of these pundits, Chris, you'd think they never won a game around here. And I understand it's not a great program right now. That's the reality. But you and I remember not too long ago, Alabama football wasn't a great program. You know, after Coach Shula had been let go. There were most of these same people said there's no way Nick Saban was going to come to Alabama. You know, what you did in the past doesn't matter. And now, you know, they're saying, well, Alabama basketball is not a good program. It's not an attractive job. Well, a lot of these same people say Anthony Grant wouldn't take the job. Listen, I don't know if the guy's going to take the job or not. We just have to wait and see. But how can you blame a school that wants to upgrade its basketball program to let a good coach and a good man go for going after who they deem to be the best coach in college basketball that might have interest? I can't blame Alabama for that. And, again, I'm not going to, you know, give all the numbers out the way I did on Tyler and Tyler the other night, but history tells you that you can win in Alabama. Has Alabama been to a Final Four? No, it has not. But everything that you can do in a lot of places, you can do here. You can go to 20 NCAA tournaments. You can go to 8 Sweet 16s. You can win 8 regular season championships, 6 conference tournament championships. The history and tradition of this program is a lot greater than people are giving it credit for. I know that's not the current landscape, but it tells you that you can win. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I admire Alabama and Bill Battle for going after Greg Marshall and just blocking out all the noise. And, you know, it's almost like a lot of the national observers don't want Alabama to have a top-tier basketball coach. I mean, I'm a little befuddled at why people just make these blanket statements that Alabama can't hire Greg Marshall. We'll see. I don't believe that. I think it's a possibility.
I would agree. And the reason, I'll be honest with you, Gary, my feeling on this has changed from what it was maybe even a month ago, because I didn't think there was a great chance of getting him, because as I talked about with you, as I talked about on this show many times, I've seen what Greg Marshall has at Wichita State, and it is better than a ton of places, even some of the Power Five schools, in terms of what it is for a basketball job, facilities, support, financial aspect, commitment is one word that's very broad, but I think it fits here because, frankly, that's what's changed my mind on Alabama's ability to even have a chance at luring him, is that there is a level of commitment that I'm not sure I believe was there even a month ago in terms of pursuing and trying to make Alabama basketball the absolute best that it can be.
I'm with you, and I think that's what it's all about. Now, I'm not going to – I haven't been to Wichita State the way that you have been. I would agree with everything you said. In fact, right now at this moment, Wichita State on paper looks to be a better job than Alabama. But there also may be a ceiling at Wichita State that he feels he's already reached. He went to a Final Four 2 years ago. Last year they went undefeated in the regular season, and had not been for a great performance by Kentucky where they shot the lights out, they might have gotten back to another Final Four. Had a great run again this year to the Sweet 16. I do think this, Chris, talking to some people, I don't think, and again, this is just my opinion, it doesn't mean it's right, I don't think he's going to stay at Wichita State long term. I think he might stay another year with Baker and Van Fleet coming back. But I do think he is looking to move. And he may be looking at Alabama not for what it is right now, but for what it can be. And, again, I heard a statement the other day where a guy said, well, wanting to pay like a top-10 job doesn't make you a top-10 job. What? Well, maybe not, but that's where you start. Let's be honest, Chris. You pony up financially. That's where right. It all begins. You know, Mal Moore never would have gotten Nick Saban had he not ponied up. And at the time, remember, everybody said Alabama overpaid for Nick Saban. Now it looks like it's the greatest value in college coaching history. So, you know, that's where it starts. And the first thing is the money. And if you're willing to pay the money, and the fact that they are going after him tells me that they are, you're right. That speaks to the level of commitment. Another thing I want to say in defense of Thoman Coliseum, I've heard it called a dump so many times that I'm just tired of listening to it. I think the most people that are saying that haven't been in the facility in 20 years. It's not the top. It's not top of the line in the SEC or in the country. But the facility itself was nearly $30 million in improvements 10 years ago, then another $5 million just a few years ago. And as I said before, I understand on television you don't get to see the practice facility. You don't get to see the concourse. You don't get to see the locker rooms. I know that. But it's not a top-of-the-line facility, but it's certainly not a dump, Chris. You and I both know that. And that practice facility is unbelievable. There is a lot to offer here in Alabama, I think, as you said, is making the commitment, and I believe will do everything in its power to hire Greg Marshall. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I just am amazed at how many people are just writing Alabama off without looking at the numbers, without looking at the fact that they're 32nd all-time in wins, ahead of a lot of schools that would really surprise you that Alabama's ahead of those schools. That, according to Forbes, I think they're 14th in terms of basketball value. So there are a lot of things there, and, again, we look at what Nick Saban's done and we look at the history of Alabama football. But the football program that Nick Saban took over, Chris, isn't the same football program that he has now. Far from it. He built right. that. Who's to say a basketball coach the caliber of Greg Marshall could not build a basketball program that is top of the line as well? And who's to say down the road, even with all the money that's been put into Coleman Coliseum, that there won't be a new facility at some point? I don't know. My point is, along with what you and I are talking about, is that if you want to try to take a run at the best, and I think Greg Marshall is one of the best basketball coaches in the country, you don't waste your time or the candidate's time by going in there unless you're loaded. You know, unless you put right. together a package that is exciting for that candidate. And I know for a fact, talking to somebody that I trust, that, you know, they have not been able to deal with him personally until this point, and I'm sure they can start now, but the channels of communication that were open between Alabama and some of the people that represent Greg Marshall, there is mutual interest. There's been mutual interest the entire time. So now all we can do is see what happens.
Very quickly, before I let you run, how long do you think Alabama would wait on an answer, and how much does it help them to maybe be more patient than some people would like, given the fact you have a very good, very well-respected candidate that you feel incredibly strong would take the job if offered in Steve Frum?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. First of all, I think Alabama has had to be patient. You know, it's probably, from just an Alabama selfish standpoint, good that they did not advance to play Kentucky, that they lost last night, and they can get on to the business. I don't think they're going to wait forever. I don't think Greg Marshall is going to make them wait forever. I don't think he's a game player. Everything that I see from him is that he's class and that he will be respectful of Alabama's situation, and he will let them know something after negotiations are complete. I think Steve Palmer is a good basketball coach. Clearly he's done a nice job at Murray State, and he might very well wind up being the coach if they don't hire Marshall. But I do think there are other candidates too that would be interested in Alabama. And a good, you're right, though, I do think it's a good thing in Alabama's case that a guy like Steve Prohm, I assume, based on where he's at now and what he's making, would probably take the Alabama job in a heartbeat. I don't know him personally, so I can't say that 100%, but that would be my assumption. And to know that he's out there probably is kind of a nice thing to fall back on. But, again, if it doesn't work out with Marshall, I do think there may be some other people that they talk to. I don't think there's any need to panic. I just don't, Chris.
Yeah,
I think the key
I agree.
Is to get it right. And we saw that in football with Nick Saban. And, you know, if you rush into a hire, then maybe you don't get the right guy, and then you set the program back even behind where it's at now. So I think patience is a virtue in this case, and I know fans in the internet age, we don't want to be patient, but I'm glad that Alabama is being patient. I think they're going to get a good basketball coach for Alabama.